It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to stop, seriously. Yeah, you're better than that. You really are better than that.
Well, I gave you music from the first Rocky.
No, I don't care what the music. I don't care about the
Rocky
music.
Four.
Comments. Like, I know you're just trying to jab me a little bit.
You're excited for this thing tonight, though, man. This is fun.
It is amazing that a 27-year-old fights a 58-year-old, and there's $80 million involved. $80 million purse for those two to split up, whether it's 50-50.
You see that stadium they're getting doing this thing in, man?
You know how many fights Dana White's best fighters in the UFC, his best fighters, they won't make $40 million in their career.
So I didn't even realize this until like 10 minutes ago. Did you know there's a monster UFC fight at the Garden on Saturday night? Johnny Bones Jones is fighting that Miocic guy.
Oh.
He's a monster favorite, Johnny Bones, but... I had no idea, man. I'm sorry. Like these guys are stolen the show here.
It really is amazing that a 27-year-old is fighting a 58-year-old who hasn't fought in 20-something years. this is truly amazing. And by the way, the longer it goes, the worst news is going to be for Mike Tyson. If it didn't happen quickly for Mike Tyson, kind of like it was at the end of his career, it was probably not going to happen. I went to two fights in Vegas. He knocked guys out so quickly, I barely sat in my chair. I was gone. Back in the old days, they pay-per-view used to pay us to go out there. It was great. It was a great gig. Great gig. And watch Mike Tyson. It was all Mike Tyson fights. All of them. All these guys.
I just wonder if he has enough power left, though, man.
I don't think
it's
the power.
A big age difference, though.
I don't know about his chin, because he can also get hit.
Yeah, but
and the second thing is,
you lose something in 30 years, right? Or 20 years, whatever it's been. Like, you lose a little something,
yeah, but
no?
If he lost a little bit. If he did, the only thing that, if he hits Jake Paul on the chin, he's going down. Or if he hits him hard on a gut shot, I don't know. But this is going to be the hardest he's ever been hit. I do know that. Even Mike Tyson at 58. Those workout punches he's throwing, kind of like when they started this promotion, right, and marketing this fight. But, man, I'm going to watch. I said if I watch. I almost got caught being a complete fraud that I am. I'm watching so Jake Paul gets knocked out. That's it.
I don't see that happening.
Okay, you're probably right. Oh, and he's going to stand up. I just beat the heavyweight champion.
You know what, man? He wins all day because they're making a lot of money tonight.
By the way, he gets knocked out, he wins.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You can have a rematch.
But I got to tell you, if they go out and they just kind of turn it into a little fun exhibition, I'm going to be really disappointed.
You wouldn't be surprised, though, right?
You know where he hits
I don't know if Jake Paul's going to try to humiliate Mike Tyson. I don't know. Because he could if he wanted to, I would think.
What do you mean? He gets sloppy and Tyson hits him, he's going down.
That's the thing. I don't know, man. I mean, the guy's he's older.
The problem is
Mike
Tyson hasn't been hit in a long time. I mean, look at, man, we're talking about a 58-year-old guy. We used to talk about these guys at the end of their 30s and they'd been punched, you know, just knocked around and taken zillion shots. And look at Ali and Frazier late in their career. Look at all those guys that kept fighting. They were just, this guy's 58. Guy's 58. He can make 40, though.
It's going to be a late night tonight for you, by the way.
Whatever.
That thing's going
to
be.
What do you think? I said this to you yesterday.
Yeah, you asked me. Midnight, I guess?
No. I wasn't going to ask you about that. I was going to ask you. Most people are going to be rooting for Jake Paul. to get knocked out. Great marketing guy.
I don't know about that. He's very popular, man. You underestimate how
popular he is. So people are
going
to take the young guy to beat up the old guy?
I don't look. There's no great outcome to this thing, but like, I don't know that anyone's going to be. I think people like Jake Paul. I do. I think you obviously don't, but I mean,
I think a lot of people don't like Jake Paul.
He's clearly very popular.
All right. Whatever.
I'll track down a guy later. I'm going to track down a guy later.
No, I don't
want
to. I don't want to hear from the fan club. I don't. I love Vic, but I don't want to hear from the fan club. Hey, by the way, the other thing is here too. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah. What do you got?
You jab me into 6 and 7. Can you just do your updates?
You got to admit, this is the biggest fight that the sport has put together in I don't know 10 years.
No, it's not. No, you didn't say that. You said of all time.
Yeah. My time.
Everything's around you, Woody. It's all around you. Always around you. Hey, we got Larry Bluestein going to join us coming up here. We do have a lot of stuff. Got a busy weekend of high school football tonight. And then on top of that, we've also, by the way, ooh, did you see some guys from ESPN going after Miami losing that game? Oh, boy. Did you catch any of
Booger
and some
of
those guys?
Yeah. First of all, people were like tweeting the Booger thing to us. I didn't even know that guy was still working in the business. But
he does. You knew that. That's weak. He's on every college show.
Whatever, man.
Don't. That was
to take aim at the coaching staff for one loss.
Yeah, but your comment like you don't know if he's working is like okay.
I didn't, but I mean,
so you watch things and you don't know when somebody's working. You don't know the guy's on like 100 shows.
Is he?
He's on a lot.
Okay. Well, good for him. But, no, I look, man, I think it's a little bit unfair to jump down the throats of the coaching staff after one loss when you still have everything in front of you.
I told you.
All they got to do is win out. I know that that seems difficult at this moment, but it's 3 games, Joe.
You got 2 left to get the ACC game, and your mindset has to be, we'll get a few stops on defense, but it's obvious right now that we're going to give up because nothing's gotten cleaned up. It's gotten worse defensively. Yeah. That you're just going to – you just have to go, Cam, if you're really as good as we think you are, we need you to put together – what are you saying? 8 to 10 touchdowns these last 2 games with a little bit of a running game, which, by the way, that thing is up and down a little bit too because people are going out of their way. It's almost like they're going, Cam, get your 300 to 400 yards. We're going to try to stop the run, like this coach said, and we'll get some stops because you will miss some passes, or you'll try to go for the home run and miss it, or a guy will drop it. But he needs to be really, really good the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, they better pound these guys on Saturday at noon here at home, man. Like, I mean, you get a week off to prepare for that team. You get a, you know.
What do you mean pound? There you go, right back. What's
time,
that mean?
It's time to beat someone like you're a top 10 team. I mean, you don't have to be in a, you know, in a come from behind dogfight with everyone.
But that's my point. They have not shown signs of jumping out and beating somebody and being up 21-3. They haven't done it.
I know. But it's time to though, Joe. And you know, I think it was Barry that made a really good point. I was reading his stuff the other day and he was like, "What a wasted season this would be if they don't make the playoff."
After the start, yes.
Right? I mean, you got a guy in Cam Ward. You may, I don't want to say never, but those guys don't come around very often.
No, but that's to my point of what I'm telling you right now. This needs to be the Cam Ward show with his receivers, and that's going to be a big part of it. You can run it. I hope you can. I hope you can run the ball. I hope you can get back to 180 yards a game or the last 2 games or be able to do that. But the big thing, you got to be able – no question, you got to be able, if you're going to win these last 2, we need to be talking about Cam Ward throwing 8, 9, 10 touchdowns in these last 2 games, especially in that last one.
Wake Forest has a losing record, man. I don't want to hear about them
so, but
coming in here, Miami going down in that game or anything
Georgia
like that.
Georgia Tech's
now.
Georgia Tech's barely over 500.
Georgia Tech seems to have your number for some reason. I don't know why that is, but they seem to have your number, right?
Had a game plan. You want me to do that game plan thing again? You want to hear that game plan again?
Yeah. Well,
run
Miami's
the ball.
Got 2 weeks to prepare for a Wake
Stop
Forest
the run.
Team with a losing record. Come on, man.
And Cam Ward's going to stand on the side and watch us have the ball 10 more minutes in time of possession.
This doesn't have to be a situation where Cam has to go 90 yards to win the game, you know, in the last drive. It's Wake Forest.
But I'll tell you what, if he would have got that done.
Yeah, it would have been pretty impressive. Yeah.
People be, that picture for that Heisman might be up there by himself. You would have pulled that one off. On the road.
Yeah. See he took his line out to dinner again? Bought them all necklaces? Chains, I think they call them.
Oh, no, but that's not. That's not
the
issue.
Nice, right?
Yeah, but it's not the issue. He's been a great teammate.
No, everybody's
talked about stories and what he's done with the guys.
But what a shame it would be if this thing doesn't end that way.
I know,
way,
but
right?
But you need to stop with they're going to get things cleaned up defensively.
We have 2 weeks to work on stuff,
Well, what
man.
Things can you do? You've been the same things have been popping up. Some of them have gotten worse.
They got a lot of really good coaches that are making a lot of money over there. I think they should figure something out in 2 weeks to beat a team at Wake Forest.
I don't think this is all coaches. Some of these guys we thought were really good haven't been. I'll tell you
are
what.
Are they better than the players on Wake Forest? This is usually where you tell me they don't recruit the same guys.
Well, I don't say that as much because of the transfer portal. But, yeah, their team's better, yes. Yes. But there's some guys that are looking that, I'll just say this, NFL stock is going down. And that is brought why so many people said, why aren't we just playing more of these young guys? We don't stop anybody anyway. Why not play the young guys? Why not put some of those guys, some of those young guys, those 4- and 5-star guys, and let them get their feet wet. Let them get knocked around. Can't be any worse than the older guys getting knocked around in some of these positions.
Fair text here, by the way. Guy says, to give me a break. He said he got fired from the NFL shows, including Monday night, so he thought he got fired from college as well.
I'm not giving you a break because he's still on all the time, even though you're right, he did get fired from that. Remember they had him in the little sliding around, that little thing that would slide around, and it was terrible, Monday Night Football. I do remember that. Thing didn't go well.
Yeah. People in the good seats couldn't see the game?
Yeah. No,
they were all pissed?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
The guy's like 400 pounds, just blocking everyone's view.
You're stopping Larry Bluestein.
Yeah, I don't miss Blue.
Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider's coming up. The main man's always coming up too on you. Hey, I got to say this. If you own a company right now and you've been thinking seriously about selling it, kind of wondering where you're going to go and how do I go about finding out what it's worth and how long will it take? Well, I got some great news. The main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts, is the number one business broker in the state. And I want to just tell you a few things about Anthony Caliendo. The main man has lots and lots of buyers, people that have moved to South Florida looking to buy companies just like yours. No matter how big they are, doesn't matter. No matter how small they are, that doesn't matter. No matter how specialized they are, there's buyers for people just like you, and he matches people up. The main man has been doing this for a while now, and he just wants to know, if you've been thinking about it, if you're tired of the stress, you're wiped out, the competition's starting to bother you, your employees are driving you nuts. If you're tired of being tired, maybe it's time to call Anthony Caliendo, the main man. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo and let him flip your biz and cash out in a big, big way. Like I said, you don't know what your company's worth. Very, very normal. Very common. The main man offers a free, no-obligation business valuation worth $2,500. Call him and find out today. He'll sit down with you. You go through everything. And in some cases, he already got people out there that are qualified, that have the money ready to buy your company. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or go online to themainman.com. Learn more. I'll tell you what. A big personality, and a guy that gets it done. He is a closer. The main man is unbelievable. That's 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Check him out today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody. Yeah, it's that time. High school football playoffs started last night. Handful of games. And we got big stuff going on tonight. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joins us. The week's off. Now we're back at it to find out. And, Blue, I'm just taking a little look now. Now tell me if I'm wrong on this one. I did not see Archbishop McCarthy beating Plantation. A little bit of an upset or not for you?
Yeah, it was. They played earlier this year, and Plantation beat them 18-3. They were district teams, so obviously right off the bat they kind of knew each other.
What a turnaround, man.
Yeah, Plantation didn't play very well, and you got to give Archbishop McCarthy the, you know, and obviously they came to play. And, you know, it was, I mean, the winner obviously will play either Norland or Hialeah next week. But still, to get to the second round of the playoffs, you know, it's pretty good. You know, a couple of teams that I figured that would do something, obviously Columbus started out last night with a big win. They're the number one seed in 7A in South Florida. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Booker T, another team, Coach Harris has done a outstanding job getting that team back. They're another number one seed. And then Edison and Luther Campbell.
Yeah, Uncle Luke got a shutout last night. Good stuff.
Yeah, even though they'll have to play Chaminade next week. But, oh well. And let me give a little shout-out. We have, you know, the Independent League in Greater Miami Athletic Conference. Miami Coral Reef won that over Ferguson. So got to give those guys a little credit because not everybody can play mainstream football, and you don't want to go every week and be 2-8 every year. At least those teams have an opportunity to play winning football. And 10 years from now, you look back and you see those championship trophies, and
yep,
it doesn't matter.
I agree.
Doesn't matter.
Yep, so that's a good call by you. So let's jump into we got a lot of games, and some of them are going to be blowouts. So let's go to a couple of games I think are going to be really good. And, Blue, if you want to add some, you can. But Western and Palmetto.
Yeah.
What's your take on this one?
Yeah, maybe the marquee game in the state for the first round. I mean, think about it. I mean, you have an opportunity to see a team like a team that really shouldn't be a 7 seed in the Western because on the field, you know, I mean, they're on a 5-game winning streak, but they were stripped of 2 games because using ineligible players. So obviously they have to, you know, pretty much pay the price. There's motivation on both sides. Obviously, Western thinks, listen, you know what, we had a tough schedule, and they did, and look at the games that they lost. They lost to Hoover to start the year, Alabama, they're 10-1 now. They lost to St. Thomas, they lost to Chaminade, they lost to Heritage. So those four schools right there, certainly are all in the mix to play for state titles this year. They feel that they have the team. I watched them last game that they played against West Broward, and they really look good on both sides of the ball. And then you have a team like Palmetto who, Coach Manasco's thinking, wait a minute, nobody's even mentioning us. And I think they could shake the world up a little bit tonight, with a win. They've got a good team. And Western, and you look around the state, and it's tough to tell, about first-round games. But this one has to be a marquee game. This one has to be, if not the best first-round game.
Let's get to some other ones here that look like they're pretty good games. Carroll City's going up to Cardinal Gibbons. That looks like that could be one hell of a close game. What's your take? You know, we haven't talked about Carroll City that much, but Coach DeBuck's team, I know he lost a lot of players, but they've still been really competitive.
Yeah, they have. They played extremely well. Last couple of games, not so much, losing the last 2 games of Chaminade and Miramar. And then they rebound in their final game. But here's the thing, too, as you said, I mean, they're playing a competitive schedule. You know, they opened up the season in that Broward Showcase contest against a Lake Mary team who's like 10-1. They've done really well. I expect them, it's going to be a competitive game because – the thing is Carroll City is an unknown. I mean, they haven't played the toughest schedule, but they're Carroll City. In the last couple of years, they've been down since, like 3-4 years, maybe even a little bit more since they, were relevant with Aubrey Hill. May he rest in peace. They did a tremendous job. Now they're back. They're 7-3. Certainly have to have a lot of confidence going up. That's another really good first round game, only because of the fact that you have a Carroll City team. It's like the Yankees. You know, it's a name. Notre Dame. It's a name because everybody knows them against a Cardinal Gibbons team that we can't forget. Won 3 state championships not too long ago.
All right, Homestead at Monarch. That should be one that could go right late into the game, real tight. Who do you like in that game?
Yeah, it's an underachieving Homestead team, but we only say that because over the last 2 years since they've been the state runner-up to St. Thomas, they've lost a whole bunch of kids. We even got a chance to see one play University of Miami and Isaac Brown, the running back out of Louisville, obviously one of the best freshmen.
Wow, is he good. Holy smokes.
Yeah, so they've had a lot of, you know, turnover. And then here's Monarch, who's played a tough schedule, and I think this is one of those signature games, you know, where they could say, hey, listen, you know, we're having a Homestead team that, you know, even though they haven't been as good as they've been the last couple of years, they still have been the state champion, you know, to the state championship game 2 years in a row. Yep, that's a very competitive game. Obviously, the winner will get a chance to play Miami Southridge or South Broward in the next round.
Hey, real quickly, you got to pick a winner so we can get some people fired up here. Do you like Western or Palmetto?
Yeah. I think it's going to come down to the wire. I think I watched Western. I saw Palmetto earlier. No,
you've seen them all, Blue, but like who do you like?
No, I know. I'm just trying to dance around this. but because I'm going to the game, so I don't, you know, I'll be like Herbstreit.
Yeah, Herbie, I'm not doing that game. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, but it's going to be a really competitive game. I'm excited for the contest this evening.
Do you like Carroll City or Cardinal Gibbons?
Yeah, I think Cardinal Gibbons because of the experience. And then, you know, they've been here, done that for the last, 10, 12, 15 years.
Okay.
Carroll City's just getting back in, you know, into the swing of things. So you never know what's going to happen in contests like this. I'll tell you another a couple of games to look for. Look at Doral Academy against Sunrise Piper. Quentin Short's done a great job. They're 9-1. Piper's done a tremendous job. They get an opportunity if they win to really host throughout until they would play a Miami Southridge. So that's a contest worth watching. Good news for my North Miami Pioneers. They made the playoffs. The bad news is they play St. Thomas Aquinas. So that And I think St. Thomas, this is the first year that I could ever remember that St. Thomas is not a number one seed, you know, in their region. That's the Atlantic High School in Delray Beach. 2 weeks from now should be that matchup. New Orleans playing Hialeah. New Orleans a two seed but on the road because they lost the district. And everybody's kind of looking. You know, that day, that week of Thanksgiving is going to be crazy because you've got potential New Orleans and Heritage type of game. You've got, you know, St. Thomas is Atlantic type of game. Yeah, there's going to be, you know, these first two rounds are kind of feeling out, you know, each other. And but right now, you got to figure the team that, you know, you look at Chaminade, they're a program. I don't think there's anybody can stop them. I know that Jack Daniels and Cardinal Newman up there probably have played them in round three. Got to get Teddy Bridgewater credit, Joe. You know what? They've got an opportunity to take this thing all the way to the state championship.
Man, what a year. That'd be great for Teddy. Wow, what a story.
Yeah, obviously, you know, with Central out of the mix. But, you know, they're a team to watch, I mean, easily in this region. I mean, there's nobody really close. You know, got to give Max Edwards credit, too. He got Jackson into the playoffs. You know, I mean, Max is, you know, one of the guys that listens to this program every
year. Hey, listen, man, Max knows how I feel about him, man. I've through the years, Max knows how we feel about him. Hey, I got to ask you, Palm Beach, who's the best team? Somebody asked me that lives up there, said, hey, who's – I said Cardinal Newman, Delray Atlantic, West Boca, Palm Beach Central, or even Jupiter in there. Who's got the best team, best chance to win a state of that group?
Yeah, West Boca. I mean, it's 6A. The only thing is they'll have to go north, and north means they'll have to play Armwood, who's one of the best teams.
Yeah.
But got to give West Boca credit. They're 10-0, but they're, you know, 9-1. They lost to Western, but Western forfeited that game. But they're 10-0, and they got the home field advantage all the way. And obviously, they beat Delray Atlantic earlier in the year, so they're sitting on top. You know, no doubt, and they've done a tremendous job, and they've got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now, you know, for the first time in a long time, they're being, you know, there's a lot of guys that are being heavily recruited. And let's also give a shout out to Monsignor Pace. You know, Coach Walker's done a tremendous job. His son had a great game for the Dolphins.
Boy, his son. Yeah, you know, a lot of people, I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people didn't know that.
And he's
playing his ass off. He literally, he took that job, and he's not giving that thing up. He is really good, which, by the way, everybody knew he was really good. Everybody talked, said, if he's healthy, he ain't probably going to be playing. If you think he's just going to play special teams, that's not going to happen. What a nice story, and his dad's coaching is great.
Yeah. And not only that, is Anthony Walker also on Fridays goes and coaches the games. You know, helps his dad out. So that's not a bad story. You know, a lot of people don't do that. You know, and certainly here's a guy that came out of Monsignor Pace, was an all Big Ten academic at Northwestern University, was a man of the year with the Cleveland Browns. You know, so he's certainly one of the greatest kids that I've ever covered. I mean, just a tremendous young man, and certainly we wish them luck as well. So it's a kind of a crazy first week, but certainly there's going to be some games, and then next week we'll start drawing closer to some really really good competition.
Sounds good, Blue. Thank you so much, man. Right, and by the way, I don't think we pissed anybody off today. I think you did a good job. I'm going to tell everybody what you meant as soon as you hang up. I'm going to tell everybody what you really liked there. Thanks, Blue.
All right, bye.
All right. Larry Bluestein, a high school football insider here on a Football Friday. He just doesn't like to face those guys. He says, man, like I pick somebody and they're always upset.
Well, he's going to the game.
Huh?
He's going to the game. What are you doing to the guy?
Well, it's just, I love him dancing. He was just dancing all over the floor. It's beautiful. Hey, I want to talk to you about somebody else that's dancing right now. That's Loctite. Chev, the CEO of Loctite. I'm talking about Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. And he's saying, hey, man, there's another one that could be threatening us here. I told everybody it's still hurricane season. Don't think all of a sudden you're in the clear for the next few months. No, no, no. There's one thing you can do. You know, Chev always tells me this. There's one thing you can do, and that's protect your home. You can't control storms, winds, and rain, but you can control getting great products with Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing from Loctite, and they do 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Hey, they do it all. And I got to tell you, the roofing part of the company is just as impressive as the Impact Windows and Doors folks that are doing that. Hey, they're busy. They're growing fast. They're in West Broward, and they got one heck of a setup for you to really get the work done right with quality and at a very competitive price. That's what they're all about and have. So don't wait for the next storm. If it's something you've been thinking about, well, I'll hold off one more year. No. Get it done with Loctite. They service the whole Tri-County area, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. To take care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about anything, man. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. You're a good friend. We're related. Whatever you need to say. 954-500-LOCK. That's Loctite. Ready to take care of you today.
And now. It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us,
man? Like that.
You're a clown. You're just a complete clown.
Yeah, you're about to get ambushed. That's all right.
That's fine.
My segue. Do what I want. You get the rest of the 11 of them. I get this one, so screw you. We got some college basketball. Well, you're really pissed. We got some college basketball news here.
I don't care, man. Why don't you just get to it? Let's just get
No. I want to do a couple headlines first. Stick to the script here. You seen this guy in the Gators, the 7'9", Olivier Rue?
I did see that.
Is this Rue?
I've never heard of a guy being 7'9".
That's kind of freakish, right? Anyway, you have to wait a season to see it. It looks like he's in a red shirt here.
Wow.
So sorry about that. You know, the Gators basketball coach had a little bit of a tough time over there.
Is he going to make it?
He's there currently. I don't know. There's an investigation.
Is he a really good coach? You got a shot if you're a really good coach. If not, you have no shot. It's a great time to get rid of him.
Oh, man. All right.
It was more than one woman. I was reading about this. There were a couple girls going, he did it to me, too.
Yeah. It probably might not end well.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
No, I didn't do it.
All right, this was making the rounds on social media yesterday. I don't know if you caught this, but the Ryder Cup, they had tickets go on sale. It's going to be at the Bethpage Black Course.
Yeah, it's a good course.
It is a good course. So people were all up in arms yesterday. The tickets were $750 plus over $200 in fees. You know,
to
these
go
sites
watch,
like to charge fees.
Not for one day, for the whole thing, I hope.
I don't know, Ryder Cup, whatever it is. Anyway, it sold out in a matter of hours. So
yeah, golf
they ended
people
up,
have money.
Yeah, so I hear. It's just funny,
hey,
like the people are complaining
people and
about
golf
it.
People
yeah.
have money.
I've heard the tennis tickets, by the way, like the U.S. Open tickets, have gotten like crazy expensive.
I hope to let you know the next couple of years.
Have you been to the U.S. Open?
No, I've been there.
You haven't been there?
Actually, I've said this. We opened against the Jets years and years ago, and it used to be going on. Somehow it connected. It used to connect to the opening week of the National Football League, and we opened a few times at Old Shea Stadium, and we could see the lights on.
Mm.
Nobody cared on our football team except me. Anyway.
Yeah, $1,000 for a golf ticket there. I got to tell you, though, I was in, we had a layover both times for our trip in Atlanta, and everyone's wearing those, you know, those Masters hats and the shirts, and I just want to get one day to walk around that course with
me. Yeah, I got to tell you, isn't it funny? Everybody says that, man. Even people that aren't yeah. even crazy. Mad Dog was so into it and got tickets, and mm-hmm. and he would go, and he loved it. I don't think Mad Dog, I don't think he golfed.
I don't know.
He just liked to go and hang out and the whole thing and walk around. Of course, he knew people. Mad Dog knew the crowd, but
yeah. Everyone tells me it's the greatest. Tim Reynolds, I was talking to him. He was wearing a Masters shirt at the last Canes game. And he was just said it's like the greatest place in the world. He actually got to play the course. He was telling me it was pretty cool.
Yeah, you got to know somebody.
They have like
there.
No. They have so they actually Ben Volen I think played it too. They have like a lottery.
Oh, come on, they're letting everybody.
No.
Go.
They actually do a media lottery. So like if you cover the tournament as media, they do a lottery. And you can win your way to play it. That's how I think Ben Volen got
to play it. Nat has played there. I know Danny's played there. I'm guessing Bo's probably played there too.
I think you should try to chop it up out there one day.
Go chop it?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it would be.
All right. And one more really quick one here before we get to a little special guest.
Who would that guest be?
We have the Rays have figured out where they're going to play next season. Did you see this?
No.
They're going to play at Steinbrenner Field, which is the old Legends Field.
In Orlando.
No, it's in Tampa, right across from the Bucks, right across from Raymond James. It's where the Yankees do spring training.
I did not
yeah,
know.
Yeah, right across there. The stadium holds 11,000, so it's actually pretty close to what they average, which is just a little over 16,000.
You're not too far off.
One of the players
get a lot of sellouts.
One person did say, they said they're excited to set the record for rain delays in a season. Did rain a lot this past summer.
It did
a lot.
Think of how many nights the Marlins wouldn't have had games if it wasn't for that top, expensive top.
You know where it won't be raining, Joe? At the, whatever that Cowboy, AT&T Stadium, is that what they call Cowboy Stadium?
Please tell me they didn't sell out that stadium for this thing.
Well, that's why we have an expert on the line. He's a senior producer at Telemundo. He produces our Miami Hurricanes football broadcast.
He does do a good job on the UM stuff.
Does a pretty decent job. I would give him
I'm guessing he's pretty good at the TV stuff, too.
He's also the president of the Jake Paul fan club.
Buffalo Bills. Is it more Jake or is it more Josh?
Let's find out. Good morning, Victor Bermudez.
Good morning, fellas. How are you? I would hope I do a good job at radio, TV, Joe. I was your intern at NBC. So if I don't, it's your fault.
Wouldn't be because of me. Anybody work with me had to babysit me. So, Vic, thank you. Thank you for saying. Hey, Vic, I hope your guy, and I know you like him, I hope he gets knocked silly, Jake Paul. I give him credit that they're getting $80 million to split up for this difference in age, 27-year-old fighting a 58-year-old. What do you think is going to happen in this thing?
I think what's going to happen is what we've seen, unfortunately, late in Mike Tyson's career. I don't think he gets knocked out. I don't think you're going to see Mike Tyson suffer what Nate Robinson did or any of the previous Jake Paul opponents outside of Tyson Fury's little brother. I think Mike Tyson, age is going to catch up, and he'll quit in the stool how he's done in previous fights late in his career. The age difference is just too much, Joe. He's 58. You're around that age. You understand the aches and pains.
I'm a hell of a lot older than that, but thank you. But I can't even run any. It's like I'm guessing Mike Tyson's not doing these workouts where these guys get up early in the morning and run for miles. I'm guessing he skipped that part, right? He couldn't have done a lot of that.
Of course he has. Joe, the man had to be taken off an airplane not too long ago because he almost died on an airplane just getting on the airplane. this is, I don't understand why this is the circus of boxing. This fight should not be occurring, but it is what it is. It's boxing at its best, and unfortunately, it's boxing at its best.
See, I think somebody's going to get knocked out. And I think it's most likely, I agree, it's going to be Tyson. But I believe, unless there's some agreement that has taken place where they've decided not to let it rip, and I don't know if Mike Tyson would play along with that. I think ego will get him in there, and he'll get pissed at some point and just let it go. But, yeah, I think somebody's going to get knocked out. And I think somebody's going to get knocked out the first two rounds, the first two of the two-minute rounds. You don't think that could happen?
I don't think so. I think they're going to carry this the same way that his older brother Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather carried the fight.
Oh, don't say. Oh, that would be.
Yeah. Joe, I hate that I'm on this side of the fence now because I've never bought into the conspiracy theories or the fights being fixed despite knowing the
background.
What
sort is, if you're saying that, I'm with you.
Yeah, but you saw the weigh-in yesterday. That slap, that's Disney acting. That is Jake Paul going back to his Disney days and putting a bad acting performance. That's all staged. This is just a money grab. And I'll tune in because why not? It's a Friday night. It's on Netflix. I have a Netflix account. And let's tune in to see. It's the car crash on the side of the highway. You're going to stop. You're going to slow down. You're going to take a look.
No, you're right. You're right. You're exactly right. Hey, one thing for you, because I'm taking a little heat this morning like I usually do. So people think I'm being hard on the Miami Hurricanes, and all I'm saying is I think they can win, and they're going to have a good chance to win these next two games, but they're going to have to score a lot of points. That's my point. They're going to have to get back, and this is going to have to be Cam Ward throwing somewhere between 7 and 10 touchdown passes the next two games. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. This team and this defense just, unfortunately, the team cannot afford to have a mediocre day. And a mediocre day for Cam Ward is 4 touchdowns and nearly over 300 yards in passing. The defense, they just can't afford a letdown of 23 points by the offense. This team needs to put up 35 to 55 points as they've done in the past. And they're giving up a tremendous amount of points per game inside conference play, over 32 points per game inside the ACC. They're awful on third down in the month of November, allowing offenses to convert on over 50% on third down.
That's a bad number.
All that against Georgia Tech. You gave up a third and 17, and you gave up 27 yards on that third and 17 late in the fourth quarter. It's just there's a lot of question marks around the defense at the moment. And it's all in conference play, and that, unfortunately, as Mario has said, conference play is playoff college football. So they need to correct that over the next 2 weeks if they want to be up in Charlotte.
Vic, that's just outstanding stuff. That was 4 or 5 minutes of really good stuff right there. Thank you. Appreciate that. Nice having you, man. I appreciate it. And you take care and enjoy your Friday night.
You too, Joe.
All right. Big Vic with us this morning.
He's bummed out about this fight. You get that vibe from him?
Yeah.
He's a real
I thought he's going to be all...
No, he's actually a real boxing
fan. By the way, good
fan,
point. Good
so
point.
I could tell why he's bummed out. Like 10 people probably bought the last Canelo fight because nobody knew it was even happening.
That's not true. They're still... That's not true. Anyway. All right. I'm going to let you go. Can you do... We got the update coming, though, before we get to... Perks going to join us. Chris Perkins.
Perks going to be watching.
Talking about... Yeah,
he
Perks.
Might be hosting a big party.
Well, Perk doesn't date anybody anymore. So Perks got more time to watch all these things on...
Is he looking out for Omar on the road?
Oh, boy. Omar's a little down. We're going to have to ask Perk what happened. Oh, my God. Was he down yesterday? I think we had another breakup. Breaking up is hard to do. Hey, we've all heard it. Men have to be strong. Men have to be tough. You remember the old days, man? Like, you don't need to see a doctor. You don't need a checkup. What are you kidding me? You feel good. That's all that matters. Well, when it comes to health, we need to be smart, especially if you're 45 years old or older. That's why I invite you this Saturday to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovski, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities and giveaways and raffles for autograph prizes and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. By the way, it saved his life. It can save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime. Hey, it's tomorrow from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Kaseya Center. Stop by, see the guys, and get checked out.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.